Do you need to be reminded of who you are? Listen, from the moment our feet hit the floor, the enemy is out to destroy us. He hates us and everything we stand for. And even though as believers, he can't have our soul, he can do all he can to whisper lies to our heart, trip us up, tempt us, and stir up strife around us. He wants nothing more than to kill you and destroy your life. When you really understand that truth, you can better understand where the lies and dark thoughts come from that are rolling around in your mind. How do we fight the lies? With truth. So get ready, because I'm gonna sling some truth your way today. I don't know what lie you're believing, but I can guarantee you, if it's created a dark cloud over your heart and is causing confusion in your life, it's time to shine some light on it and expose it for the lie it really is and set your heart free, John 8:32. When I need to remember what is true when it comes to who God has made me to be and who I am in Christ, I go to the source, the Word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews 4:12, and it holds every truth I need to speak out over my life, 2 Timothy 3:16. And it's the only weapon I need to fight the enemy. Because remember, we do not fight against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6:12. First, we're going to borrow King David's prayer, Psalm 25:5. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Making that your daily prayer is a great start. We look to God for truth, no other source. His truth guides us and teaches us how to live our best life on this earth as we follow Him and have strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. So no matter what lies the enemy has you believing, here is the truth of who God says you are in Christ. Get a pen and write these down and hide them in your heart. You are His child, John 1:12, Galatians 3:26. You are forgiven, Colossians 1:13 and 14. You are not alone, Hebrews 13:5. You are being prayed for by Jesus, John 17:20. You are alive for a purpose, Colossians 1:16 and Psalm 138:8. You are loved, John 3:16 and Ephesians 1:4. You are more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. You are in process, thank God for this one, Philippians 1:6 and Colossians 2:7. You are being worked on, Romans 8:28. You are never, ever separated from His love, Romans 8:31 through 39. You are a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are not condemned. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:1. You are a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3:20. You are called, connected, protected, supported, and identified with Christ, saved by grace and set free. Romans 8:2. That's the truth. And there's so much more for you in these pages. Believe it and have peace in your heart and mind today, no matter the circumstance that may surround you. Throw the lies out, kick the enemy to the curb, and remember the truth of who God says you are. I'm Lori Klein.